B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
Most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help your ratings.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Realizing my potential has been what my career has been all about. Things that I've dreamed about have actually come true.
And the Patriots have won Super Bowl 36. Unbelievable.
Things have happened in my life as I kind of hoped they would happen. It's been, just a complete evolution. You know, how I just kept kind of fighting and clawing to continue to power forward. You just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you keep trying to make progress. So when I look at over 20 years, I look how far I've come. But there's not one step that I took where I realized, look how far I've come. But those series of steps that I put together, I go, wow, that's quite a journey.
Welcome back, Felger and Mazz, hour number three. Mike is off today. Jim Murray is alongside. Joe Murray here to give us headlines. What you just heard was the trailer for a documentary that will appear on ESPN in 2021 titled The Man in the Arena, Tom Brady. It's a 9-episode series, the trailer of which was released today by Brady himself, among others. And just reading from one of the many stories that have been written about this. And what I'm reading here now tells me the 9-episode series will include a look from Brady's perspective at the 6 NFL titles and 3 Super Bowl defeats he was part of. So again, Brady went to 9 Super Bowls as a member of the Patriots. There are 9 episodes, so it feels like each of the 9 episodes will be dedicated towards one of those Super Bowl seasons. I'm reading into it a little bit, but I think that that's effectively what we're being told. There are multiple people involved in the production of this series, including Gotham Chopra, who did Tom versus Time on Facebook, ESPN, obviously, and 199 Productions, which is Brady's production company that he created not too long ago, which, as we know, is named for the spot that he was selected in the 2000 NFL draft. He was chosen with the 199th overall selection. For those of you who don't know, just quickly, The Man in the Arena makes reference to a famous passage by Teddy Roosevelt saying that the credit really goes to people who are actually out there in the games, sweating, bleeding, et cetera, et cetera. You can look it up on the internet. I won't get into too much detail because if I read it, it'll put you to sleep, frankly. So let me ask Jim Murray, let me ask Joe Murray, and then I want your thoughts as well for those of you out there listening, 617-779-0985. Jim Murray, earlier in the week, we were discussing whether somewhere down the road the Patriots of this era would be the subject of a documentary like The Last Dance that was just done on Michael Jordan, the Chicago Bulls of the late 90s in the 97-98 season. And we agreed that if the Patriots don't straighten it out, or even if they do, that in all probability we will see a documentary on the Patriots of this era. Is this it? Is that what we're getting here?
I don't know. Feels fast. Feels like he's got something to say here. I wonder if Patriots fans, by and large, see this and are either feel like, oh my God, we're going to get this guy 24/7. Like, I'm upset that he's gone, and I hate that he's gone, and he's still all up in my grill. Like, I need some time to digest this.
I mean, that's how I feel, Murray.
Yeah, you know. So there's that, and then I wonder what we're going to get out of this. I tend to think it's probably going to be a puff piece, as many of these things are, but I don't know. What's he got to say here? Is this about the journey to Tampa Bay? Is he going to talk about some of the reasons as to why it wasn't working between him and Bill? I tend to think no, but it's going to be more of a business venture for him. And in other words, like, so around the Super Bowl, remember, he releases the Hulu commercial, right? So Disney owns ESPN. They also have a majority ownership in Hulu. They have stake in Hulu. So this Brady documentary, I think, is going to end up getting screened in Hulu. Like, he made that commercial for a reason. I don't think he just got paid as a pitch man. He probably has some sort of investment there, too. So this thing comes out on Hulu and ESPN before it's made available to the non-subscription-paying public on ESPN later. Like, Brady's getting a, you know, this is a business venture for him. This is another way to promote the TB12 brand. And I think it's going to ultimately be more about that than any kind of journey or to Tampa Bay and what happened and what devolved here with New England over the last few seasons.
Does it bug you, Murray?
No. I mean,
because you're a Brady honk.
I am a Brady honk. I find it does feel, the timing I find a little annoying, and it's that, it's like, oh, it feels like the shackles are off me now. See, I've always wanted it. It does have the air of, I've wanted to do this kind of stuff, but I was being held back because I've been working for a draconian taskmaster in Bill Belichick. Like, I get that he was a dick to you and it wasn't going to be fixed, but the timing of it is a bit gross. It is. It's like, wait till you're wrapped up and your career is over and then start putting this kind of stuff out.
Joe Murray?
In a way, I kind of feel like Brady's trying to capitalize on maybe money he didn't receive as a player. For years, he took less money to make the team better, and now he got his money, and he's now going to try to make money in other ventures. Obviously, he's got his 199 studios. I'm not upset that this is coming out. My only thing is, like, what don't we already know about Tom Brady? Like, we've known everything. We've seen all these, you know, the Brady Six and everything to that degree. But in his statement, he says, defining key moments and challenges that were seemingly unsurmountable. So what kind of things were unsurmountable here? That he wanted to throw the football and instead you ran the football and you won a Super Bowl? Like, what truly is unsurmountable from the last couple of years that we don't know about? So, you know, I'm just trying. Maybe it is a little quick, like Jim said. Obviously, he has career-defining triumphs. It will be Patriots porn, and we all agree with that. Maybe we'll find out some things in defeat. The Malcolm Butler thing might still be on the table, and maybe we'll really hear his opinion on that now that he's no longer with the Patriots. It says it's going to be compelling and powerful. I'm just curious, what don't we know that we've already seen? Like pretty much everything's been out there when it comes to Tom Brady and the Patriots, except maybe Tom Brady not being a Patriot.
Right.
So that might be the most intriguing thing about this whole entire thing.
And just quick, too, because Joe made fun of it in the headline, too. I hate the name. Like, you don't play in an arena, like Joe said. Like, you play in stadiums. Like, Man in the Arena? Unless you're going to pay for the rights for the Michael Jackson song, Man in the Mirror, and then you, like, reword it and have that be the theme song to it, I'm out. I don't like it.
Yeah, I'll take the GOAT. I'll take right. Mr. 199. I'll take anything else.
The QB Quest for the Best, something like
yeah.
that. Man in the Arena, it sounds like, you know, we're going back to the days of ancient Greece.
Yeah, I think it's corny, too, and I think apparently it's a phrase that Brady uses quite a bit as some sort of motivation, so I think that's why they chose it. You know, I don't know that. I'm just going by the stuff that I've read. Here's what I would tell you. Both of you guys said the same thing, a little too soon. Maybe it's a little too soon. It is a little too soon. He's still playing.
Yeah.
He's still playing. The Jordan documentary came out 20 years after he retired. 20 effing years. 20. Now, look, a lot of that is because Jordan buried the video, and I don't know, maybe Brady's going to do the same thing. Maybe he's going to hold on to the good stuff, and 20 years down the road, give it to us then. But I say this in all seriousness. Is anyone else sick of him like I am right now? I am so sick of this guy, it isn't even funny. He's just shoving himself down my throat every freaking chance he gets. It's Brady, Brady, Brady all the time. Tom versus time. Tom wants to sell you a $50 bag of nuts. Tom wants to sell you some concussion water. Tom wants to sell you some immune aid that goes for $45 for a 30-day supply. It's called Protect. Did you know that, Murray? Did you know that that's what it's called?
Yes,
Protect.
I did. Yes.
So it's Tom this, Tom that. Tom's working with his buddies in Tampa. Tom didn't want to go to OTAs. Tom. Is anyone sick of it? As sick of Brady right now as I am? He's got to give me a documentary now? I'd be pissed about this if I were a Tampa Bay fan. What do you mean you're doing a documentary on the Patriots? You haven't won a Super Bowl here yet. What are you doing documentaries for? What are you just coming down here to sit on the boat and retire and cash the checks? Because that's what it feels like now if I'm a Tampa Bay fan. I'd be pissed if I were a Buccaneers fan. Pissed. So now, conveniently,
those people probably are pumped. You know, they're getting, you know, 5 primetime games. They're relevant for the first time in more than a decade. You know, any of this is gravy to them. Patriots fans are the ones that I think you feel right to be pissed. And it's like, dude, can you give it a rest here? I'm still trying to get over the fact that you're not going to be here and wrap up your career in a Patriots uniform, and you're putting this in my face.
I am starting to think this guy's one of the great self-promoters in the history of sports. Holy crap.
Get ready for this weekend.
Already. How many documentaries do we need on this guy when he's still playing? Tom, I'll tell you what. Why don't you tell us the stuff while it's going on next time? How about that? And so now, Tom versus Time gave us a little bit of that. A little. But we're going to relive Super Bowls now? So the good news there is, and Joe Murray, I think you alluded to this, maybe we'll start to hear some of this stuff about Malcolm Butler that we haven't heard. I don't know, though. Brady's always good at kind of walking the line on that sort of stuff. But we're getting a documentary already? He's still playing! I'll watch the thing. Don't get me wrong, but good God, could you be more self-important and self-serving than Tom Brady has been over the last couple of years?
He's starting with the men in the arena. He's taking off to Tampa Bay. Oh, yeah. And no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make your team a better place, take a look at yourself and don't be a dick, Bill. you put that to it, it might get me to watch. But I just think the thing's ultimately going to be a puff piece. But the timing does suck. Just wait till your career's wrapped up.
Oh, my gosh. It won't end, Maz.
It's gonna be in your face this Sunday as well. Don't forget about that either.
That's right. This Sunday. I forgot about this Sunday, right? The big golf match. I mean, just everything is about Tom. Everything. It really does make you start to see or help you start to see what Bill Belichick has been seeing down there in Foxborough over the last couple of years. It has to have been driving the coach crazy.
Right. And so just quick, because you know how I am. I'm like, I've been more Tom over Bill in this little beef. But is this what was truly important to you? So if that's the case, like this is where I can understand why Belichick was getting frustrated with him. So if you feel like you maybe wanted to have more say in terms of the offense and it was things that had actually to do with the team and the on the field play. All right, then I'm with Tom. But if it's like, what, you felt like you were being held back by your mean boss because you didn't get to make your stupid documentaries and movies? Oh, stop it.
And Matt, just real quick, the man in the arena is a Theodore Roosevelt speech. He had it in his room from Michigan in 95. It's a constant reminder to ignore the noise, buckle my chin strap, and battle through whatever comes my way.
Jimmy Stewart, do we have enough there for when hosts aren't listening?
Oh, sorry.
I didn't hear that part either.
You said it. Whatever. Yeah. We already got three tweets about it. Hell, this is why.
Do we have enough there for when hosts aren't listening, Jimmy Stewart?
Yeah, and your rant about Brady. Rah! Yeah, so we're good.
Okay. Well, there you go. I mean, and I didn't even get to the trademarks. Tampa Bay, Tampa Brady, Tom Terrific. What an a-hole. Seriously. He is becoming LeBron James. LeBron James. Yeah, It's all about Brady. And you know what? As much as I dislike him right now, and I've said this, I like Manning better than Brady. I think Manning's a way more relatable guy. Way more. I've reached that stage.
He's not.
I'm at least number two on the list in Boston. At least number two. I'm probably farther down. The person who's number one has never been on this program before, and he's about to make an appearance. Okay? We'll get to him next.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the show the crowd goes wild for. It's Felger and Maz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I'm curious, you mentioned, it's a pretty interesting quarterback class. And obviously, there's only one Brady. But I'm curious, how willing do you feel like you and your staff will need to be moving forward when it comes to that position and maybe altering your offense a little bit? It does feel like there are more athletes sort of coming into the league year after year. Different styles of quarterbacks, and I'm just curious how important you think that is to be open to changing this thing that you've built for two decades with one guy primarily playing the majority of the snaps there.
Right. Yeah. Well, as you exactly, Phil. Just I couldn't agree with you more in terms of over the last two decades, everything we did, every single decision we made in terms of major planning was, you know, made with the idea how to make things best for Tom Brady.
That was Bill Belichick just before the NFL draft, talking about how the Patriots would address the quarterback position. I tell you, I go back and listen to that now, Murray, and I hear him say how to make things best for Tom Brady, and I start to wonder whether there's some sarcasm in there. Like, we got to do everything to, you know, make things perfect for Tom. Everything's got to be okay for Tom.
Like,
it's all about Tom.
Like, there's an eye roll that goes with it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? It was on
I
a conference call. So, you know, maybe Bill did actually roll his eyes when he said it. And at this stage, I don't know that I can blame him. Again, a 9-part documentary coming out on Brady next spring or next year, in which he goes through basically each of the Super Bowl seasons with the Patriots and, you know, discusses the challenges of each. Some of those ended in losses. The Malcolm Butler Super Bowl most recently. And so it sounds like there is certainly opportunity there for Brady to tell us things he's never told us before. Or is it what Joe Murray suggested, that all he's going to do is put on the TB12 hat and try to sell us more, what's this stuff again? The immune, a daily support for a healthy immune system called Protect.
Protect.
Okay? So listen to this. Listen to what one of the cynical bastards who serves as a Boston columnist, sports columnist, wrote about this today. Call Brady's pitch what it is, he writes. A shameless attempt to cash in on a terrified public in these strange times in which the final words of the national anthem, the land of the free and the home of the brave, have never been shuttered in place with no pregame renditions of the song to remind us of its meaning. A shameless attempt to cash in on a terrified public. Let's bring him in. There we go. Tom Keegan. Jimmy, I'm frozen. You have to punch him up. Tom Keegan of the Boston Herald. Keegs, what do you have to say for yourself?
Hello, Tom. Tom?
Jimmy, can you punch him up? There he is. Tom, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can, yeah. What do you have to say for yourself? Why do you hate Brady so much, Keegan?
No, I don't hate Tom Brady. I hate that he did this. I hate that he was so passive-aggressive. He seemed to have almost mouthpieces in town, kind of hammering on the receivers and doing his dirty work for him. And it just wasn't going to work anymore. The question isn't why did they move on. The question is, how did these two guys make it work with each other for 20 years when they're both incredibly good at their jobs? And in order to be good at those jobs, you have to be so precise and such a control freak. And they made it work together.
Okay, now, for those of you who don't know, let me just give you a little bit of background. Tom Keegan has worked in the newspaper business for a very long time. When I met him, he worked for the New York Post. He was a columnist there. Were you almost always on baseball then, Keegs?
Most of it. Baseball and college basketball when I was younger. And then a little bit of backing up, a little bit of everything. And then went to Kansas and did all sports, but mainly college football and basketball there.
Okay, how long have you been in Boston now?
Coming on 2 years. Pretty soon it'll be 2 years.
So in the 2 years you've been here, and I ask you the question now, is Tom Brady what you thought he was? What would you say?
I would say no. I had hints of it. I could tell he was very scripted and stuff. But I was just, like everyone, just so enamored with how great he was that I just loved watching him and probably didn't care what he was like, you know. I mean, I loved watching him, great quarterback, and then just kind of sad to see that there's not more there.
What did you think of the timing of the documentary trailer that he and his people dropped today, The Man in the Arena? And just, you know, do you feel like he should have probably waited until his career was done?
Yeah, it's a little surprising that, well, I guess it's not surprising because now that he's with the Buccaneers and part of the lure was, yeah, we'll let you do whatever you want to do. I guess that's not surprising. But I don't call it a documentary. Art Thiel of the up in Seattle, a columnist in Seattle, picked the perfect word for The Last Dance, and that was hagiography. It's a video hagiography, which is a biography of a saint. And Michael Jordan basically, you know, sainted himself in that very entertaining documentary. I think probably hagiography, I should say, I think more entertaining than a Brady one will be, because Brady doesn't have that outward bitterness that Jordan does, and that's good TV. And I can't see Brady tearing people apart the way Jordan did.
But isn't that kind of annoying, though? So this is one of the things that bugs me about Brady, because I can appreciate that Jordan still has that hate in his heart for certain people, like Isaiah Thomas 30-some-odd years later. And as much as I love Brady on the field, I find that, you know, part of his disingenuousness is that he's just passive-aggressive. The way he like exited and this whole thing between him and Belichick, I wish that he would own that hate the way Jordan does.
Yeah, and it's a little easier to do that when you're retired, but Jordan said plenty when he was playing, too. But that's just not Brady's style.
Yeah.
He's passive-aggressive. He definitely is a passive-aggressive guy, and it'll be interesting to see how it goes down there. It'll go better for him down there than it would if he came back here, because he's got two phenomenal receivers, one phenomenal tight end, and one other really good one. So he's got what he wanted here, but the only way you could get that here is if you completely gutted other parts of the team and you pushed off a ton of salaries into the future. And why would you do that for a guy who had as bad a second half of the season as Brady did? I mean, this is, and then you watch the way they conducted the draft. This was nothing personal against Brady, and it seemed like he kind of took it personally that they didn't load up talented receivers for him. This is a huge puzzle that Belichick's got to put together, and he's got to consider what's best for the team, not just what's best for Tom Brady.
So, Tom,
what he said in that great clip you just played.
So, Tom, you think they did the right thing by letting Brady go?
No question. I called for it 2 days after the season ended. Yeah.
Okay. And who do you hold, if it's a breakup, Tom, and a lot of people perceive it as a breakup, who do you hold more accountable for the breakup, Brady or Belichick?
Probably Belichick, because I think if Brady had been begged, I think he would have come back. And if he had been promised some things, I think he would have come back. So I think but Belichick, for reasons that serve the greater good, decided he wasn't going to do that. And Brady decided, okay, I'm going to take advantage of that clause I put in there a year ago. And it's, you know, possible Brady saw this exact thing happening. And the only way that the Brady and possibly Gronk in on the plan was going to do otherwise was if Belichick begged him and really gave him everything he wanted. And that's not going to happen. Bill Belichick, being such a control freak, is the reason, one reason, why Tom Brady got to the Super Bowl 9 times. And another reason is that Brady took less money, which served him extremely well. He wouldn't have a 9-part documentary that he's cashing in on if he hadn't agreed to play for less, because they wouldn't have been to 9 Super Bowls and won 6 if he was hogging all the money. So good
well,
for him that he didn't.
Tom, I'll tell you what. I'm not sure I totally agree with you on that one, because I think that there were I don't think that money went necessarily to players that helped the Patriots win. I think that money largely ended up in the pockets of ownership, for lack of a better word. And I'm not telling you they totally cheaped out. I'm just telling you that I think Brady could have made more and they still could have won. But that aside, what I do want to follow up with you on is something else as well before we let you go. And again, we're speaking with Tom Keegan of the Boston Herald, sports columnist series, been in town a couple of years now. He joins us via the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. So you wrote this paragraph, okay? And this is in response to Brady selling the supplement Protect, which allegedly can help your immune system. Okay, and you wrote, "What next? Maybe Botox not only makes you look younger, it protects the elderly in other ways where they might be, you know, compromised. That's not to say Brady takes Botox. After all, there are other methods out there that, at least in the short term, seem to reverse the aging process." And then this sentence: "Was Brady always this weird and the glare of the rings blinded everyone to it? Or is he growing stranger as his face takes on a hint of a sculpted look. Now, look, I can read between the lines, Tom. It seems to me that, you know, you were suggesting, as we like to say, that Brady has unique training methods. So you've been here 2 years. I want to know what kind of hate mail you've been getting from fans in this town, because it feels like you do an awful lot of criticizing of the quarterback.
Well, I do, and none of it's anything that I don't think is founded. That also could mean surgical help from a surgeon, plastic surgery. You know, there's many ways to look at that.
So do you think he's had plastic surgery?
I think it's possible, and I think it's possible he's had Botox. So, I don't know. But look at the pictures when he was a rookie and look at him now and see if you think the face looks a lot different.
Oh, he totally has. Like Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, how did Trump not fire back at the Nancy Pelosi morbidly obese comment? He should have said, you know, believe it or not, Nancy was born 6 years before me. At least her original face was.
So we generally refrain from politics on this show, Tom. We try to stay out of that. We stick to sports. That's sort of our wheelhouse.
If you slam them both, you're being neutral.
Well, so that's true. Yeah, so that's true. Look, we're going to let you go, but thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, Tom Keegan again of the Boston Herald had an interesting column on Brady today. Sounds like he's more of a fan of the coach than the quarterback, if you ask me, but... I don't know. Maybe he's drawn it down the middle, Murray.
He is right to call this protect thing, you know, concussion water 2.0, though, as he points out in his column. Like, the timing of this, at the very least, of releasing this during this pandemic, it's just, it's like exploitation, right? You know, you're trying to take advantage of people and their fears.
It's a horrible look.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a horrible, horrible look. For $45, you know, $45 for a 30-day supply, Brady needs the money that bad? Now, it's almost like going on Cameo, Murray. You know, sort of exploiting people. Yeah.
We're bringing joy, though, Maz. You might be whores for doing Cameo, but we're not selling snake oil.
No, that's true. We are spreading cheer. That's the way I prefer to think of it. Joe Murray has your headlines. We'll continue with Brady right after Joe Murray gets you caught up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Man.
That's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
Thanks to Tom Keegan of the Boston Herald for joining us in the last segment. Jim Murray, who's back at our studio in Dorchester. I'm broadcasting to you from home today, and Joe Murray's there with Jimmy. Felger's off. Remind me to tell you someday the story of what Keegan's nickname is and how he got it. I can't say it on the air, Murray. Okay, so that should tell you plenty. But with regard to Tom Brady, for those of you who have not heard, Brady announced today, or was one among the many to announce, that there will be a documentary coming out next year called The Man in the Arena, which goes over 9 years of Brady's career, the 9 years in which he led the Patriots to Super Bowls. Six of them obviously resulted in championships. Three resulted in Super Bowl defeats. And Brady will presumably one episode for each of those years. And Brady will work with ESPN as well as 199 Productions, which is his own production company. Gautam Chopra, whom he worked with on the Tom vs. Time series that aired on Facebook Live, all involved in the project, and Brady will go over those 9 seasons with the Patriots. Feels kind of early, if you ask me. I think Jim Murray and Joe Murray agree, yes?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
It's just one of these things, like, once the career is over, that's when you start putting this kind of stuff out. Even the Tom versus Time thing, I mean, that was one big sell job when that was being put out on Facebook. I mean, that was more about promoting the TB12 brand than anything else.
I think maybe the signing with Tampa Bay would have been something interesting. Remember Manny Ramirez did something when he signed in Boston with Dan Duquette. I thought that was pretty interesting. ESPN got a hold of that, I believe. That would have been something at least to get into. Like, were there other teams involved? Was it truly about the money? Was it truly about being close to New York and all the speculation there? So that would have been interesting. This, too soon. Too soon.
Yeah, I just think, honestly, and I don't know any other way to say it, but I'm sick of the guy. I'm sick of him. I've had enough of Brady. I'm sick of it. And when I say enough of Brady, I don't mean the quarterback on the field. If you're willing to stay here and play, and great. You know, part of me also wonders, now that I think of it, like, this whole idea of doing this thing, was this further reason to go to Tampa Bay and get out of Foxborough? Maybe it makes for a better story. Maybe he was going to get more freedom to do it. I have no idea. I mean, certainly he did the Tom versus Time when he was here, so I don't know if the Patriots could have or would have stood in his way. But I got Tom Brady coming out my ears at this stage, between to enhance your immune system or the $50, $150 bag of nuts that you can buy from TB12, or this thing and the Instagram post, and it's Brady, Brady, Brady all the time. To me, I think we're getting a glimpse now of what Bill Belichick has felt down there over the last couple of years. And I'm sick of Brady. This stuff to me is really affecting the way I think about him. I told you, I think Peyton Manning is a more likable character right now than Tom Brady
is. But let's not forget, Peyton Manning was doing these things when he played. You know, the Cut That Meat commercials and whatever else he was doing.
Papa John's.
He was doing it while he was playing.
Yeah, but not the same, Joe. Not the same. Because he was pitching products like anybody would pitch products. They weren't his own. They weren't preaching a lifestyle. It wasn't his own company. So it's not quite the same to me. There are lots of guys that do commercials for products. Brady was doing some of those. The whole TB12 thing to me takes it to another level. And that, again, how many documentaries are you going to hit me with? This is how many in a three-year period? He's not even done playing yet.
How many Patriots documentaries do we need? Like, we just had the Julian Edelman one, which was, we did not need that one. I don't think we need any more. And to throw this one in 2021, I don't know, maybe the team isn't that good, and maybe, like, that's, oh, let's spark some old Patriots nostalgia in here or something.
Yeah, well, we know who Edelman learned from.
That's
our buddy,
right?
Chris is in Raynham. Chris, what do you got?
Hey, Maz, what were your thoughts in around 2007 after a handful of good years with the Red Sox when David Ortiz wrote a book with a certain writer? What were your thoughts then? Was it selfish? Was it theater? Was he all about himself, talking about his biggest hits after a handful of seasons where he played almost double his career after that? What were your thoughts then?
Did you read the book?
Well, I just want to know, what were your thoughts?
No, I'm asking, did you read the book? Because you said there was stuff in it.
No, I did not read the book. But I just want to know, did you watch the documentary that you're bashing? That you know very little about? No, you didn't. Why don't you wait and see? You're just looking for any sort of agenda. You just had some hack from the Herald on gossiping about Tom Brady's Botox? Is that what you guys have become?
Chris, do you like Brady as much as when he was here?
Yes, I like him for what he did for us, what he did for the franchise. And I swear to God, you guys, whether you got paid or whether it's an edict, because the Patriots practically own 98.5 The Sports Hub, ever since last August, your whole tone against Brady has changed. You almost hear nothing about what Belichick has done to contribute to this. It's the equivalent of you guys being put with Ted Sarandis instead of Felger and then expecting the same ratings. That's exactly what happened with Brady. But how would you feel if that happened? If they said, hey, Ted Sarandis is coming in instead of Felger?
Teddy was number one when I worked there.
Yeah. So I let Chris go, because the real source of Chris's frustration is that he feels like Brady's taking too much criticism and Belichick is not taking enough. So that's the real source of his frustration, and he might be right about that. But Chris, I'm sorry. I'm sick of Brady. I'm sick of it. And like, now he's shoving another documentary down my throat when he just left. You know, the Jordan thing took 20 years. 20 years. He's shoving this one down my throat. And again, I'm sorry. The thing that started all this week was that immune, or that protect product that enhances your immune system and that can help your immune system. If you don't think the guy has turned into some sort of parody of himself here in the last couple of years, I don't know what to tell you. Murray, of all people, who's like one of the great Brady honks of all time.
I've already bought
Murray
my Tampa Bay.
Is having a hard time stomaching Brady right now.
Well, the movie, the release of this, I find the timing kind of sucks. I mean, I'll still watch it because I'm a sucker. But, you know, it's the protect thing that I really got my back up about, because I just find that that's the equivalent of going down to a hurricane ravaged area and selling people water, double the price, and generators, too. It's like you're just trying to take advantage of people. That, I think, is gross.
So one of the other things we've talked about in the last hour, too, was Paul Pierce's comments on LeBron James. It's Nevin in Haverhill wants to touch base on that. Nevin, what do you got?
All right, Jim Murray, I got some questions for you. First and foremost, I want to speak on the whole behalf of the city of Boston. You talk bad about Paul Pierce, you're on our crap list. I would love to know how he's being petty and stupid about the LeBron James situation, but you love that Jordan is pissed about Isaiah 30 years later.
Well, I guess you got me there, pal. I guess I should be kicked out of Boston. Send me back to Atlanta with my stupid T-shirts, as one caller once said.
Well, so Murray, to me, the answer there is Jordan was right.
Yeah.
So I happen to think Pierce is wrong about LeBron, and say what you want about LeBron. Isaiah was a pud and still is, always was and always will be. That's what, to me, Isaiah Thomas has always been. Anthony and Waltham wants to hit on something we haven't touched on yet concerning the re-signing of Patrick Chung. Go ahead, Anthony.
I mean, does Bill just want to coach guys he likes with Patrick Chung? I mean, he told Urban Meyer that he just wants to coach guys he likes, so it's not 1 year too early. He just wants to coach guys he likes, and I mean, he just wants to have a bunch of his Bobos on the staff, and if anybody has a different idea, I mean, we see that he loses the D-line coach, and then the Kansas City Chiefs can get off block and stop the run. What's your take?
Okay. So I know that there are some people at our station that have strong feelings about the Patrick Chung contract. And again, Patrick Chung was extended, got a little bit more money up front, created a little salary cap space for the Patriots. The big news really is that Patrick Chung was going to retire and the Patriots talked him out of it and gave him more money. Jimmy Stewart, what would you call this?
Hush money.
It is one of my favorite things too, Murray. I do like the hush money.
I mean, he's felt that way for years, these last few extensions for Patrick Chung.
Oh, totally. All right, 617-779-0985. We have a couple lines open. Again, Felger's out today. Jim Murray's alongside. We will continue with your phone calls. And believe it or not, there might be some stuff to bet on now, this weekend in particular, but even beyond this weekend. Joe Murray's on the show today, so we decided we'd run a few things by Joe. We'll do that when we come back.
Boston's home for sports. Felger and Naz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Not complaining.
Oh, you're the mean boss. Aw.
It's just Felger.
No. It's always no.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Talk about Chung a lot. Guy's a really good football player. He's one of the best players in the league, one of the best players on our team. Does a lot of things very well. He's done it that way for a long time. We're lucky we have him. He's an outstanding player in all the things that he does. Put a lot on him, and he always comes through.
It's Bill Belichick on Patrick Chung. Jimmy, when was that? When was that comment? Do you have a date on that? I'm sorry.
January 19th, 2018.
Okay, so it was a little over a year ago. One of the best players in the league. Jim Murray, you remember that comment?
Yeah, a bit much. I think he might be one of the toughest guys on the Patriots. You know, he certainly gives it to you there, but one of the best players in the league, that's... that's just disingenuous.
In the playoff game last year, he got hurt, came off the field. They put Brooks in the field, and Tannehill made a big third down play on Brooks, and that's what sealed the game.
So, look, I like Chung as a player, too. Calling him one of the best players in the league is a stretch. But he has a new contract. Again, Jimmy Stewart, why do you think?
Hush money.
it does crack me up. Anyway, Joe Murray is in for Jim Murray today, and Jim Murray has slid over and is hosting along with yours truly. So Joe Murray, as you know, one of the Bankroll Boys, does a podcast with Dan Lifschitz. And from what I understand, Joe, you actually did an appearance on the morning show this morning, right?
Yeah, so we were on with Toucher and Reach. So we actually have a show here, Maz, on Saturday mornings at 7 o'clock. It's brought to you by DraftKings, just like the Felger Maz program. But don't worry about that. But yes, we were on this morning. We were going over the odds for the match this weekend, the Champions for Charity event. I guess I'll ask the both of you. Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady. The odds right now, and for those beginning bettors out there, -225 for Woods Manning. So that means you got to put up 225 to win 100, or you can put 100 to win 170 on Mickelson and Brady. If you were going to favor someone in this matchup, or are you going to take someone in this matchup, which pair would you take?
Go ahead, Jim.
I'd take Tiger and Peyton.
Yeah, so would I. And honestly, the odds don't favor it, but, you know, Mickelson's a choker, and I'm not going to bet on a football player. So I'll take Tiger over Mickelson 6 days a week. What else you got, Joe?
But you're out of your mind,
done with that.
You're out of your mind. Phil Mickelson in a competitive situation? You want to bet on that guy. I know he's put some in the in the woods sometimes, but
hospitality, Tim Murray. Hospitality.
This guy, like, you, anything that has money on the line, I am backing Phil Mickelson. Also, I've watched Peyton Manning. He sliced a bunch on that Jim Nance backyard thing that he has. Doesn't have the greatest drive there. So I'm backing the underdog in this one. Another random prop bet. Will Tiger Woods wear a red shirt this weekend for the match? Minus yes. 600, yes. Plus 350, no.
Yes, he will.
I'm fading it.
Yeah,
I think he's going with something. It's not serious,
white shirt,
right?
Black shirt. Oh yeah, I guess I see your point. Yeah, anytime that it's serious Tiger, you get that Tiger Woods look. Red shirt, the black trousers. Okay, yeah, this is for charity. It's something different. I'm convinced. I'm going with Joe here on this one. I'm actually going to make that bet.
He might be onto something. Yeah. I might have to actually place that wager. But anyway, go ahead, Joe. What else you got?
And then one more for the, and I got a couple of football ones, but will the final hole be played? Do you think Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning will run away with it, or do you think it will come down to the final hole?
Oh.
Pretty much even money.
I think it goes the distance. Even if it does, you know, because I think even if one of these teams is going to actually probably kind of try to throw it for a few holes if someone's actually starting to, you know, just to keep it competitive.
I agree. I'm with Murray. I think someone will start throwing it just to keep it close.
Yeah, and I'll just throw a football one. How will the Jets season shake out this year?
It's a random question,
yes.
Murray.
Five to nine wins is -230. So that's the big favorite there. 0-4 wins +300. 10-14 wins +400. 50-60 wins +20,000.
I mean, they have the same tough schedule that anyone else in the AFC East. Obviously, the Patriots are going to go up the NFC West. I think 5-9. I think they'll be probably a six-win team.
Okay.
Yeah, I would go. I'd put them in the middle there, too, somewhere in that 5-9 area. While we have you, let me ask you. The over-under on the Patriots, the last time we checked, was what, 9?
It went 9.5. It's at 9. It's at 8.5 at some other places. I know you guys had you guys were going over it this week. I lean the over. I am not fading that. They've hit it almost every year or pushed it every year. Why would you ever go against that at this point?
They don't have a quarterback.
Doesn't matter. They still have a good defense. They're probably going to have a better running game with an actual fullback on the field. I'm taking the Patriots over 10 wins and over 9 wins, excuse me, and I think they're definitely a playoff team this year.
And where were you on that Jets one?
I'm going 0-4 wins.
Okay.
I mean,
in terms of the money, that's the right bet, Joe.
That's right. It's the sharp there. But again, Sam Darnold's probably the best quarterback in the AFC, right? AFC East?
Either him or Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, you know, it might even be Josh Allen. We'll see how the thing shakes out. But look, here's what we're going to do. Joe Murray is going to get you caught up on headlines. Been some developments out there in terms of the leagues with negotiations between owners and players and the plans to return. He'll update you on those. And then we will be back for the final hour here on a Felger Free Thursday. And we've covered a lot of ground today. We'll go over some of that at the beginning of the next segment and take your calls over the final hour. Here's Joe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.